This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. There are more than 160,000 abandoned hard rock mine sites in the western U.S., and at least 33,000 of them have polluted local water sources or have piles of arsenic tailings. AT&T has been NSA's primary surveillance partner, giving the spies access to billions of personal emails. In 2011, Amazon came under fire when workers in an eastern Pennsylvania warehouse toiled in 100-degree heat with ambulances waiting outside as they fell. Investigation by a local newspaper forced the company to install air conditioning. New Eurozone bailout of Greece with more austerity demands is tabbed at $95 billion. The International Monetary Fund, which has led in the past, is not part of this loan plan because they do not believe that Greece can repay. A study in Louisiana has found that prosecutors use peremptory challenges three times as often to strike black potential jurors as others during the last decade. A particular problem is worse in Shreveport. Julian Bond passed away in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. He was former chairman of the NAACP, a leading figure of the 1960s civil rights movement, and a lightning rod of the anti-Vietnam War campaign. A longtime resident of Georgia, he was 75 years old. Tens of thousands of protesters hit the streets in Brazil calling for President Dilma Rousseff's departure, but fewer than expected and calmer, indicating some potential easing of the crisis. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau ordered Citizens Bank, operating in 10 states, to refund 14 million customers and pay a fine of $25 million for rounding up any discrepancies for years, up to $50 and then up to $25 so that they could keep the change. Economists in a recent study found that white and Asian college grads do much better than their counterparts without college. White college grad, Hispanics, and blacks do worse proportionally, finding that higher education alone cannot level the playing field. The FTC has charged two information resale companies with illegally selling the payday loan applications of more than 500,000 consumers, allowing raids on the consumers' bank accounts for $7.1 million. One company was Sequoia One out of Tampa, and the other was Gen X Marketing out of Clearwater, Florida. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.